We're at the 2014 National FFA Convention, and perhaps the granddaddy of them all, as far as awards are concerned for FFA, is the Star Farmer of America. And Oklahoma has the Star Farmer for 2014, Zach Weichel from Cordell. Zach, as you heard them say, Zach, what did you think?
Oh, there for a little while, I kind of didn't believe it. It made me speechless, to be honest with you. I was overwhelmed.
You obviously have been working on this for a long time. You've been keeping those records up for years and years. Tell us a little bit about your program.
I run stalker calves on improved grasses and wheat pasture, depending on the time of year. And my business is I use my forage resource available, wheat or grass, to put low-cost weight on my stalker steers.
As you went through the interview process this week and as you talked to the judges and whatnot, how much of an explanation did you have to give them about, you know, what's a wheat pasture operation really is? That's something that a lot of folks don't know a lot about.
Yeah, it was. I had to explain that a little bit more than I thought I was going to, because being from Oklahoma, you know, I thought everybody ran wheat pasture calves. And when I got into this deal, you know, my ag teacher was like, hey, you know, not everybody runs calves on wheat pasture. They might think you're running it on stubble instead of, you know, in the, you know, early stages of the plant growth before the reproduction stages.
So, you know, as you walk through that process, you know, what were your feelings as you went through the interview and after you finished with the interview? Did you feel pretty good about your shot, your chances?
Yeah, during the interview, I felt real good. The interview went great. I was getting a lot of positive feedback from the judges, you know, smiling, facial expressions. So I thought that was always I guess good feedback from the judges to me, and I didn't feel like I answered every question that they put forth me, so I felt like I was pretty confident.
I know that you know, when we talked a couple of weeks ago, you were talking about the fact that your brother encouraged you to give it a shot, to keep those records up and everything. Are you feeling good about that now?
No, I feel real good about it. All the advice that he gave me, I used it well. I appreciate that. I thank him.
As you think about, you know, the rest of your career plans, you're wrapping up this year at Oklahoma State University, aren't you?
Yes, sir.
What's the plan after that?
I plan on returning back to Southwest Oklahoma and continue growing my own stalker cattle operation, as well as go back the family ranch and expand that alongside of my brother and my father and my grandfather.
Right. You know, it's not always easy in southwestern Oklahoma. We, you know, obviously we're in kind of a persistent drought right now. Does that discourage you at all?
Well, you know, it's one of those things you just got to deal with, and that's the area that we've lived, you know, and have farmed and ranched there for over 100 years. And with that, you have to be prepared for it. You have to have a good risk management program. And with those, I've been able to expand just through, you know, being, smarter about how you handle your calves, because with the drought, you know, lower numbers of calves, you need to make a little bit more profit on those calves.
One last question, as far as, you know, some advice maybe for some of our younger FFA members as they think about, you know, I want to win one of those national honors. What is the key, you think, to be able to be where you're at today?
Don't give up. There's a lot of times you'll be sitting there at the computer filling out paperwork, and you're like, you know, I'd rather be anywhere than sitting in an office right now, you know, filling out pages and pages of paperwork. But in the end, it's going to pay off, and it's a great opportunity, and I think, you know, stay motivated and do it.
No job's done until the paperwork's done, right?
Exactly.
Congratulations.
Thank you.